Hey guys, what is up? Welcome to the Game Lounge with your host, Jackson Ragsdale, where the Game Lounge makes everything possible. Where we talk about video game news, gaming in general, music, movies, book reviews, and the business industry. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Let's start off with the topic at hand, okay? Topic is going to be just different things. I was looking on some stuff, and basically, what I decided to buy is a Dreamcast. I want to go look at the Dreamcast wiki. Hold on a second, guys. Let me pull this up real quick. That game, Dreamcasts go up to from they could go up possibly brand new for $6,000. Must be a really good thing. It was released in 1998 and discontinued in 2001. They do not make game consoles anymore for the Dreamcast. I believe they're coming out with Dreamcast 2, so I'm going to get into this. Okay, here's the introduction of the Dreamcast. I'm on the wiki page. The Dreamcast is a home video game console released by Sega on November 27th, 1998, in Japan September 9th, 1999, in North America and October 1999 in Europe. It was the first in the sixth generation of game consoles preceding Sony's PlayStation 2, Nintendo's GameCube, and Microsoft Xbox. The Dreamcast was Sega's final home console, marking the end of the company's 18 years in console market. I tell you what, Sega, guys, Sega is just an amazing company. They really are. I love Sega. I love playing Sonic. I love doing all kinds of stuff. I had a Retro Trio, and I played Sonic the Hedgehog all the time on it. And here it goes. In a contract of the expensive hardware of the unsuccessful Sega Saturn, the Dreamcast was designed to reduce costs with off-the-shelf components, including Hitachi SH-4 CPU and NEC PowerVR 2 GPU. Released in Japan to a subdued reception, the Dreamcast enjoyed a successful US launch backed by a large marketing campaign, but interest in the system steadily declined as Sony built hype for the upcoming PlayStation 2. So basically, the Dreamcast was before the PlayStation 2, of course, and really and truly, I believe if the PlayStation 2 didn't come out, like in another reality or something like that, if the PlayStation 2 didn't come out, I think Dreamcast would have stole the market, obviously. So, I believe they'd steal the market from something. Hell, they could come back. I know Atari's back, and Atari's back, and they're coming out with a new console, or they're coming out with a new console in 2019. It's going to be pre-orders right now. I signed up for the pre-order release for $199.99. I'm not purchasing the Atari box, or the Atari VCS. It was formerly called the Atari box, but I just wanted to know some more info before I put my money out. But I think the Dreamcast is going to be a great system. And to all of those who love Dreamcast, power to you. Now, the Dreamcast games that I'm getting NBA 2K, And then I'm getting WWE, some WWE game, and then some football game. And now they're all sports games. That's the only things that I could afford. But the good thing about the Dreamcast is you can basically play foreign games, like imports and stuff on there without anything. So I'll talk to you guys more later about this console. It's something that I really am willing to enjoy. I'm glad you can join my episode of Dreamcast Talk, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.